Okay. Our last poet for the evening is Jeremy Countryman, who was an Academy of American Poets recipient and has studied at Washington University. His work has appeared in Agni and the Nebraska Review, and he is currently, at least for the next, what, month or two, the managing editor of Boulevard Magazine. Please welcome Jeremy Countryman.
Hi. I'd like to thank Richard and River Styx for having me. Thank you all for coming, and a special hello to everyone on the other side of this wall. It's really strange having this. Hey, there are people back there. Okay, this first poem is called Clear Day. It's written after Charles Wright. August afternoon, wide face of the sun, a high sky. Oak shadows lay down their same routine on the driveway and the screen door, the silver keys and the brass keys. Traffic hush and rock and roll song. A wiffle ball falls. I want to run shit over. I want to be recognized on Bloomfield Avenue. I want to stretch second gear like a crescendo wrung from a fender. I want to be the first to get away. And my dad says, "What?" to me. And the Elvis keychain with the king and gold lame says, "Uh-huh," to me. And the searing tarmac starts to slide away, and the gears notch and the engine wheels.
Thank you very much.
The second poem is called Letter from God. I actually got a letter from God the other day, and this was it. So, Letter from God. I am not your father, but your father faceless, minus genetic complexities. Never call my name in passion, never spill. You are like me, but different. You won't see your life as I do. Live anyway. Embrace desperation. There are no desperate souls. Turn within. Forget symbols. All faces are alike, exactly. Don't expect me to speak again. Don't seek me out. Don't ask. I will not be on the mountain in the hour of need. I will not be the ocean. I will not come apart for you. Stop with the computers, the prayers, the spacecraft. Please, count your condition a blessing. Count blessings. Thank me. Lost my spot. Breathe against psychology. Stop using me. I am not a stopgap. Stop convulsing in your century. When I am good and ready, I will be more than circular, better than everywhere. Please, I don't have an answer for you now. You solve time. You find a place for your garbage. You speak in tongues. You build the weather without me. I am not a receptacle for cliché. Close your eyes. Quiet your history until you come to a hollow within yourself. Stay there. Please. I want to love you. You want me. We can both be less important. Try. Try with me now. Contract. Let's do it together. Disappear from that which calls us. Create me. I know you can do better. I am not haiku or parable or blasphemy or exercise or negative definition or koan or water or dream or light or word or flesh. It's all you. Contract. And when you get there, pilgrim, we will have something in common. Thou shalt forget me. Thou shalt forget me not. Those of you who are wondering, God is a woman, so I know that's a topic of controversy. This next poem is called Guilt Later in Phoenix. It was written partially in response to Don DeLillo's new novel called Underworld, which is really groovy. So, guilt later in Phoenix. Hotel sex is a remedy, a record we can play to death. We nameless thousand coupling need a new kind of prayer. Make these angels speak, we plead. We don't know how to listen to the new gods, angels in the engine that mystically turn the wheels, those we call electric, and the god that is itself a desert, radiating. Last night in Tucson, you were the sacred foreign pink machine, cast among furnishings that belong to no one, the complacent radio wanting. You were the prayer, both intimate and public, humming in tangled alien sheets, the angel of absolute chrome, away from which I launched myself into redemption. Only now can I hear you sleep. The loneliest belong to everyone. The new prayer is not solitude, but the way in which you and I will never be alone. We have made ourselves the halfway house for a neon spirit world. This will be my final poem, so I'm sure you'll all be relieved. Before I finish, I'd like to thank Aaron Ballou, who's over here, for dressing me and feeding me and bringing me here. And this poem is dedicated to her. It's called Late Fall. November in remission. Not for the usual spectators. Tree, rock, but instead for your Royal Highness, the moon comes, unlocked, drifts into daylight, an armada, yellow and brown, sails earthward, Titanic. We pick, clean, bones, again, having no idea who brought this loose season forward from yesterday, sensing only a new kind of weather. You make your plea for injury. Sun, why are you burning now? Moon, who set you free? Yes, we are both imperfect. I, moth-eaten, partial, you glacial, in an hour outside melting. Unfair to read the days this way together. We thread through something unnatural, nothing like the leaves or fallen planets rolling. No symbol stands the test of you, ginger kitten pining at a winter door. Thank you.